Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Less than a month away, Pain in the Grass 2016. Sunday, August 21st, White River. Lineup, yeah. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Windowpane. We got what, 7,000 bands, Steve? We got a lot of bands, man.
Yep, just under 7,000, but yeah. Close.
Two stages, lots of great music, and you know what you want? You want a deal on four packs of reserved tickets. I know that. I knew you. Yeah, I'm reading your mind. We got them. So here's what you do. You want those tickets? You want the complete lineup? It's simple. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Migs. You're a loser. It is time to Beat Migs, but not today because it's Whack It Wednesday.
All right.
So we got a Whack Migs.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
I like it when Steve gets whacked.
It's Steve is whack doing it. Some weird.
Is that your whack it dance?
My whack it dance.
That was a pretty sweet
like
dance.
I should know that. That's your whack it
well,
dance.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty apparent.
I have no idea what that looks like. No. Oh, you're doing that?
Oh, that's.
I had to do it in slow motion for you guys to understand.
Well, I don't do it that way. I don't know anybody that does it that way.
Well, clearly, I don't need both hands, but I'm just doing it for the sake of
it looks like. Here, no, you know what it looks like you're doing?
What?
It looks like you're involved with other people.
Oh,
when you
yeah.
do it that way.
You're milking the cows right there, buddy.
All right, here's my new dance.
Oh, that was a lot worse.
Yeah, that's a lot worse.
Let's just get to
and
our contestant.
Face. He just showed me his vinegar stroke face. Yeah. I don't need to see that.
I don't need to see that. Let's get to our contestant. We got Trey in Kirkland. Trey, are you there, buddy?
I'm ready, man. I'm here.
Nice.
Whack Migs.
You ready to whack it?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to whack it.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
This is awesome. He said, shut up.
He said, shut up.
Oh, and by the way, to add more excitement to this prize, Allison Chains is opening for them.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
No pressure to win, then.
Trey's excited.
Oh, they're at CenturyLink Field. And I believe Duff's daughter's band, the Pink Slips, are going to be the opener.
Oh, how fun is that?
How insane is that?
Yeah, and they're good, man.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
Yeah.
That show is at CenturyLink Field Friday, August 12th. That's just around the corner, courtesy of Live Nation. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to get tickets to this show, go to LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Trey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Trey, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
What ocean is the island nation of Madagascar located in?
Indian.
Yes. Finish the title of a Smiths song, Girlfriend in a What?
Pass.
What genre of film has been referred to as a horse opera?
Pass.
Dialysis is the process to remove waste from which bodily fluid?
Urine.
No.
Can you repeat it real quick?
Dialysis is the process to remove... Yes! What TV show was a man named Chum Lee a star of?
Five Stars.
Yes! Lori Petty shaved her head for which 90s movie?
Hey Girl.
Yes! On which TV show did we first meet Wayne Campbell and Garth Algar?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Which 7-a-side ball game is played in a swimming pool?
Water polo.
Yes. C.S. Lewis wrote the novel The Lion, The Witch, and The What?
Wardrobe.
Yes. What is 11 multiplied by 7?
77.
Yes. Really? Finish the title of a Smiths song, Girlfriend in a What?
Coat.
No. Really close there. But 8 correct is still a really good score.
What is 5 plus 5? You win.
Hey, what? Trey sounded excited for it. It's a good
math
question.
Math question.
Don't give it away. Steve walks
don't
in and
give it
like,
away.
Yes, you. Now
give
he's prepared
now.
For.
Oh yeah, he's prepared for a
4.
Math question.
Yeah,
the answer is 4.
Because this one here is really a tough math question.
Well, I'm not saying that it's tough, but now he's ready for it. You're destroying the integrity of this fine game we have, BJ.
I love how you use the word integrity like you.
It.
Yeah, I love how you use that word.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What ocean is the island nation of Madagascar located in?
The Indian Ocean.
Yes.
All right.
Finish the title of a Smith song, Girlfriend in a What?
And a Boys Don't Cry?
No.
Girlfriend in a Killing an Arab?
No.
I'm just naming Cure song.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
No. Girlfriend in a Boyfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
What genre of film has been referred to as a horse opera?
What?
What genre of film has been referred to as a horse opera?
Pornography?
No.
Pass.
Dialysis is the process to remove waste from which bodily fluid?
Liver?
No.
The kidney?
No.
The heart?
No. What TV show was a man named Chum Lee a star of?
Speed Racer?
No.
Grasshopper?
No.
Crap. I don't know. Pass.
Wow. Lori Petty shaved her head for which 90s movie?
Tank Girl.
Yes. On which TV show did we first meet Wayne Campbell and Garth Algar?
Oh, Wayne's World. That's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. That was a weird one there. But
mm-hmm.
You get 3 correct, Steve, and, you lose. Really badly.
Ugh,
really
yeah.
badly. Trey got 8 correct. So congratulations, Trey. You're going
damn.
To Guns N' Roses.
How about that?
Wow.
Damn, dude.
I'm no. actually, I got to say, I'm pretty pumped for him to win, though.
Yeah, he was, like, super stoked, so.
I mean, the reaction he had when he realized what he was playing for was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Trey.
Actually, I wish I would have tied him. That way I wouldn't look so stupid.
Yeah, you didn't drop it. Later, Trey.
Have fun at the show, brother.
Totally. You didn't drop a deuce. Congratulations on that
good for
one.
For you on that
thank
one,
you.
Steve.
I felt like I was about to drop a 0.
Oh, you did not
yeah.
do good.
Thank
at least
you, Tank
the very
Girl.
First one. Yeah. Title of the Smiths song, Girlfriend in a...
Jar?
No.
I don't know.
Girlfriend in a Coma.
Oh, see, I don't care about the Cure.
It's the Smiths.
Oh, that's why you didn't get it right.
Yeah, I said finish the title of a Smiths song, not Robert Smith from The Cure.
Wow, my brain.
I was wondering why you were going with Cure songs.
You went right to The Cure.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Well, I care even less about the
Smiths.
I hate both of those bands.
I hate Morrissey, but I like the Smiths. I like their songs. They're nice.
I guess so. That's why you asked that question.
Yeah. The genre of film that has been referred to as a horse opera.
Is that a Western?
Yeah, good job. I thought pornography was a great answer, though, too.
It was a
thank
great
you.
Answer,
yeah.
Dialysis is the process to remove waste from blood.
Oh.
Trey got that one correct. Chum Lee was the star of Pawn Stars.
I never watched that show.
Oh, you're missing out there, buddy.
TV how do you exist. Expect me to answer these questions if I'm not watching the show?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, sorry.
On,
yeah.
Did he ever get to the math question?
No.
He never did.
The whole time I'm trying to figure out what does this have to do with math.
Well, the very last question was, what's 11 multiplied by 7?
Oh, 77.
Yeah, see?
Oh, hey, look at you, genius.
Yeah, if you would have gotten to it, you would
have been. I agree.
I mean, that's why he's hating on it, because it's not hard. But if I do one that's a little too hard, he's like, oh, well, that's too hard.
I'm saying don't do math questions at all. That has been my stand the entire time.
And I will stand by the fact that math gets your brain going in the morning, and it's a great way to help out.
Help out with what?
Your brain.
Oh, okay.
You get it going. It's like coffee, but it's math.
Yeah.
You don't drink math, but it does the same thing.
I honestly, you don't drink math, do
you? No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Well, congratulations to Trey on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah! Boy, I wish someone would beat Rev. Matter of fact, we might have to we'll set that up. Anyway, yes, beat Migs. We do it twice each weekday morning, 6:47 and 8:47. Don't forget the online on-demand version. Play that anytime. Go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Got a new study out that says that more than a quarter of women feel so embarrassed by their naked body that they have sex with the lights off or avoid it entirely.
I always have the lights off.
Is it your choice or her choice?
It's just because it's bedtime, so the lights are already off. That's usually when things get randy.
Randy.
I mean, I never.
I like to leave a light on, man. I like
really?
To, maybe like a nightlight or something so I can see some stuff. I like seeing stuff. I mean, that's
that makes sense.
I'm a man, damn it.
Yeah, but even when the lights are off, I can still see stuff.
See, I have to tell you something. This is why I got to dig my wife. She's never cared about her body. And she's been at different stages where she's been heavy, she's been thin. Mm-hmm. She's never ever said, hey, don't look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy because I didn't notice any difference. I just noticed what I liked and I wanted to see what I liked.
I remember one time in college hooking up with a chick that had, you know, kind of a butterface thing going. And
she says, now I know why people turn their lights off.
And I turned the lights and she turned them back on. I turned it off and she turned it. It was like, she liked it with the lights on. And I was like, no, lights off. I don't want to look.
Wow, you are just a wonderful young man. Yeah,
well,
wonderful.
Just sharing happened in college.
Yeah.
Look, what do you want me to be? Apologetic for me being 19 and stupid?
Well, the 19 part,
maybe
you don't
20.
Have to apologize for. The stupid part, considering where you are today, yeah. Mm, you still should apologize
for
that.
You have to be stupid to work with someone like you.
Hey, now. The survey also revealed that 38% of those surveyed, both men and women, admitted they thought their partner would not find them as attractive if they saw them naked. See, I love the fact that, for me, any woman that gets with me, no matter who she is, I know what I look like. She's with me because I'm cool, not because I have a great body. Just saying. That's the only way she's going to be with me is because I'm cool. I have already talked my
way. Way to be humble, BJ.
Well, no, I'm not saying.
I'm just so cool.
That's
of course she's with me.
Or that he paid for it. I don't know.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, why don't you go find something to do with yourself? No, what I mean is that if she's wanting to be with me, it's because I'm cool. Like, I've been cool enough for her is what I mean to say. Like,
cool
I've
in her eyes.
I've talked my way into a great situation. So I'm not going to be worried about my body because let me tell you something. She's already sized my body up. She sees what I look like. She's already known what it's about.
Yeah.
But I mean, but women, it's different. Except Vicky, women, the average woman, it's the mental game that pretty much works.
How about this person says, I like lights off better because then the boyfriend can't see and he touches more.
Oh, he touches more. Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's a little bit more exciting because you're like, oh, where is he going to go next? As opposed to seeing what's going to happen. That's why the blindfolds are so intriguing because you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, all
next
right.
Next extra. Look at Steve. Of course she wants the lights off.
Sad but true. So I like the blindfold thing. That's a good idea. Then I get to keep the lights on and she has the blindfold. Therefore, she sees nothing. That works out.
You want to borrow my Beat Migs blindfold?
No.
Why would I want to put that on any human being? I don't even think I put that on a dog.
What's wrong with it?
It's been on you.
Yeah.
It's tainted.
What do you think? I got like some kind of weird like crabs in the eyes?
Crabs in the eyeballs. Yeah, I think that's exactly what you have. I love this. This whole survey was conducted to mark the launch of the first naked issue of Weight Watchers magazine.
Oh, so they're doing it to get in people's heads so that you use Weight Watchers.
Exactly. So are we going to see Oprah naked? Because she's part of Weight Watchers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is she? That magazine.
I didn't even know there was a magazine for Weight Watchers.
I didn't either. So are they really all naked?
Oh, yeah. And it's of all ages and of all body types.
Let me see. Whoa! Yeah, but they're not really super naked. Like, you can't see everything.
You can see enough.
See, dude, I got to tell you, I got no problem with a lot of those ladies. Are they? You
there's
like,
one, two, three, four, five, six of them.
You don't like any of them?
Only two. I'm
dude,
okay
I
with two.
You know what I want to? I'm going to tell you right now.
Hey, radio guy, talking to the microphone.
All right, so I was giving it a shot. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Your woman will probably look like one of those people someday.
Yeah. Sure.
So get used to it.
That is the dumbest statement I've ever heard. Like, why do I have to get used to it? I'll just adjust as life goes on. Like, I understand that we're all getting older and sometimes gravity will take its way with you, but...
You know, you have a good point, though, because I don't find those women unattractive, but I might have when I was, like, 20 years ago.
Probably.
Because, I was dating women that were, you know, had youthful bodies. Those women there don't have youthful bodies, but I don't got a problem with that.
And honestly, like I said, two of them, I think, are fine. Which were like, you know, I mean, a lot of those ladies were like kind of like grandma age. Like, I don't want to look at grandma naked.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah, it's a whole sight you can get there. Gilf hunters. But let me just say this. I see that picture, but Weight Watchers is all about losing weight.
Right.
So I don't understand what they're doing. I don't know why they're saying you should be okay with the way you look when their whole organization is about changing the way you look. That's a little odd to me.
I think because they know human nature, and even though they're saying it's okay to be this way, by throwing it out there, it gets in somebody's head like, oh, I got to lose weight.
Dude, you may be right, because there may be some people that look at those pictures and go, I don't want to look like that.
Mm-hmm. Or I want to have the lights on when I'm making love. And so all of a sudden, yeah, you're eating these things.
Yeah, I...
from the place.
I... what?
Weight Watchers. Don't you get things from the place from there?
Oh, I wasn't sure what place you were talking about.
The Weight Watcher place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Weight Watchers. It's their own store, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. I thought you were being a little bit more euphemistic.
No!
Yeah, okay. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what it is, man. Any topic you want. Something we discussed today, yesterday, a year ago. Who cares, man? You pick the topic. You guide the show. Could be a brand new topic you bring to the table. Steve, though, he has one rule for Listeners on the Loose.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we are going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
All right, let's go to Daniel in Yelm. Daniel, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, BJ.
Ooh, Bob Rivers, you sultry bugger, you. All right, what you got for us, Daniel?
So last week on the men's room, they had a topic about what sets you off. And for me, it's my phone. I absolutely hate touch screens, like just with a passion, but I am forced to deal with it on a daily basis because, well, there are benefits, but still, touch screens, they just set me off every once in a while.
What is it about a touch screen that drives you crazy?
Oh, it's just the inaccuracy of the touching. Sometimes I have to swipe and it doesn't swipe fully, so I gotta try and swipe again and then it doesn't do it, so it's just over and over and I just wanna bash my phone with a sledgehammer.
You should do that right now.
That'd be a great bit.
It's a cheapo, so it's very easy to replace. I could very easily do it.
You know what I hate is that when like you get into like some things are like touch screen, but then you go somewhere else and it looks similar, but then you realize you're just touching a screen and nothing is happening because you just...
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like, can't everything be similar across the board, damn it?
I want things to go back to how they used to be. I loved buttons. I loved flip phones. Those were great. I wish we could go back, but unfortunately, I don't have the popular opinion at the time.
So when you say you don't have a choice, why do you have to have a touchscreen if you don't want one?
Because I like to drive big trucks and I like to have the GPS unit on it. Google Maps is a lot better than the factory stuff that I put into trucks.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could get. I mean, if that's the only reason, you could get a Garmin or a TomTom. I suppose. I think they still make those.
They do, but those are like $500, and a phone with Google Maps is $20.
They're that expensive? I didn't know they were that expensive. I thought they were cheap.
Well, the GPS for like big trucks, they use special maps. Oh. Because we need to know bridges, weights for roads.
And Google Maps does that for you, huh?
Not all of it. I have the training, okay. So I know areas that I can't go into.
I appreciate the call, Daniel.
I didn't know that, though. Yeah. That's interesting that the truck version of like a Garmin or a TomTom will tell you how high the bridge is.
That's important.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, why doesn't everybody have those? Because how many, you know, at least once a year you'll see somebody smacking their truck into a bridge that was too low.
You know why? Because it's too expensive.
Well, a company's got to make that happen, damn it.
All right.
Save our bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose.
We got this text that says, my mom is 66 years old. She's never been married or dated very much. She's not rich. Last month she told me her boyfriend was moving in with her. And she just met the boyfriend. He's 31 years old.
Whoa.
And I like how she describes the guy. Devastatingly handsome, nice, and seemingly intelligent. I'm baffled. My mom seems head over heels for him, and as far as I can tell, he reciprocates. I don't even want to think about why my mom and his 30-year-old hottie are dating, but should I meddle or leave her alone? Part of me worries she's being scammed in some elaborate way. Another part of me is just reeling. Any advice would be appreciated, and that is from Tanya.
Vicky, you have advice for this?
I think if you meddle in it, you're going to find out your mom's really good at some kinky stuff you didn't want to know about.
Like some crazy gilf?
Yeah. Or in some interesting like fetishes and stuff that not everyone's into. So maybe that's why he's digging it, because she's willing to do it.
It sounds like Tanya might be into this guy too. Devastatingly handsome.
I hadn't thought about intelligence. That's a good call, Steve. Yeah, that's a really interesting way to describe somebody that your mom's into. I do find it fascinating. The thing that fascinates me is that she was a single mother and didn't really date. So, therefore, for all these years, she didn't really get involved with men.
Well, maybe she didn't have boyfriends that she brought around the daughter, but that doesn't mean she didn't get railed.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very, very good point.
Take that, Tanya.
Which I appreciate that. I always say, look, if you've got kids and you're single, you should really do the railing outside of the kids. That way you can keep their home as a sanctuary by not bringing idiots into it. And then go have your personal life outside of your house.
I'm curious, though. Well, yeah, what is the...
People would think that this dude might have mommy issues because you're 33 years old. I mean, you're talking an extra 33 years. I don't care how good you look. You still look like you're probably in your 60s, maybe your 50s if she's lucky. She didn't say what her mom looks like.
She basically made it sound like she's nothing. It sounds awful saying, but nothing special. Which I know sounds terrible to say, but that's the vibe I'm getting from the text.
And she didn't say that her mom had a lot of cash.
Right. She said she's not very rich. And she says she looks good for her age, but not unusually so.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have a lot of cash. I'll tell you, though. It's amazing the people who you go, how did you get a mate? Or how is anybody spending any time with you? I've seen people I thought who were a mess, just a mess on every level, and yet there's always some dude or some chick that's with them. And it makes me look in the mirror and go, I guess I'd be okay. You know, for some reason, if my wife left me or she passed away,
you'd be fine.
I figured I'd be okay. Because I would think
you could go double date with your son.
That would be wonderful. My son doesn't date.
He can introduce you to the girls that he's not into.
Yeah. He's not into anything, though, the Prodigy.
Oh, he's into stuff.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I know this.
I heard a rumor about the Prodigy.
What's the rumor?
I heard a rumor, though.
There's another rumor about me.
Yeah, your sister actually said that you have a type.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Bring the daughter in.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what this is.
I'll let her say what the Prodigy's type is.
I don't say a thing to her, and she's already figured something out again.
Yeah, she's... Well, I'm telling you, she's psychic. You got to be careful around her.
Joe, write down what is your type.
Okay.
Write it down, and I want to see if it matches with what your sister is about to say.
All right. Okay. So the Prodigy's got a type of chick that he likes.
All right. So write that down.
I'm going to write it down. Sarah's already made the call.
Okay. We got that. Now, Sarah.
Right. Oh, hey.
Here she is. Oh, Sarah. And her brother, in case you didn't know, her brother is the Prodigy, a.k.a. Yes. Joe.
Yes. Well, I definitely have observed different kind of interns that we've had. And we now have.
Oh yeah! And I'm on board what? With I'm on board
Are
with
you,
this.
Thank you, thank
I'm
you,
on
Migs.
Board with this.
Yes, this is our now second Asian, a female, and he pays way more attention, talks way more.
Uh oh.
So I kind of think Joey's kind of in that Asian persuasion kind of feel.
Whoa! How is this? I'm a nice guy, and this is what I get.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Clinton, you're a good guy. Yeah.
I did not do anything.
Yeah. I don't think it's just that. I think because we figured out who he was crushing on the when you were gone, and I think he just likes non-white chicks.
Oh, he's just not into the whiteies.
Because the girl he's crushing on is a beautiful African American girl.
What, the Prodigy's crushing on a chick?
We talked about this.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. I can't get away.
My girlfriend that I'm trying so hard.
Oh, no,
I didn't think
he was... I thought he wasn't crushing on her, that she was crushing on him.
There's a specific reason why he isn't feeling her, and I tried to name everything I could think of, and he wouldn't admit to it.
So then he's not crushing on somebody if he's not interested.
Thank you.
But I don't know. He could be interested still, but maybe because she's my friend.
No, I think Vicky's wrong. I think it might just be the
Asian persuasion.
I saw
them talking. I saw him talking to her, and he was very interested to what he had to say. Well, normally, Joe doesn't give a crap.
Let's focus on the intern right now, guys. So this is very interesting to me.
I have to tell you, I did.
Let's bring the intern in.
Because the Prodigy's running the board right now, and he's learning how to run the equipment. And I noticed that the intern was in the room talking to him. I'm like, what the hell is she doing in there distracting him?
I am feeling that this is a mutual thing.
Oh, you think really?
I'm watching the intern following Joe around like a little lost puppy.
Yeah.
And, I'm a good teacher.
And Joe is being super attentive to the intern. And I've never seen him be that attentive to an intern before.
Yeah, Thank you. Yeah. Are we about to make a love connection right now? This is like my dream, wow, you guys.
Well, here's Abby.
Death on all of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of actually agree with her right now.
Yeah. They're both kind of blushing.
They are. They're getting so nervous.
They're super chatty.
Yeah.
Every day.
And I honestly, I mean, I've talked to Abby for 5 seconds, and I'm like, why would anybody want to talk to this girl?
Wow.
I mean, she's out of, I mean, seriously, you know, unless you like her, why would you want to talk to her?
Watch out what you say about our intern. She might say this to you.
You're a butt.
I know, really.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, I guess, like, Joe's the one I talk to the most just because he's in the room, and, like.
I'm the coolest, thanks.
I'm in the room, too.
Yeah, this is totally, I'm feeling this.
Uncle Chris is in the room as well. Yeah,
Sarah's right. So is Prodigy, do you have an Asian persuasion? Is that what you like, Asian chicks?
I like Asian chicks, but I also like all chicks.
Okay,
so I don't
there we go.
Yeah, he does.
Let me see. I have two requirements.
What did you write down on as your type?
Hot and shorter.
And okay, there you go.
That's it.
And
that's
he just said Asian. Well, so, wow, yeah. Look, we got a great girl over
here.
Well,
Abby's shorter.
Murder.
All right, Abby's starting to scare me because all she keeps saying is murder and death to us all.
No, she's saying she's a very
is me in the studio with the microphone.
What is happening? Does she even Abby, I thought English was your first language. And I also thought you wanted to be in broadcasting. What are you do we have to call the authorities to have her vetted?
Well, I mean, fortunately, Joe can teach you how to talk into the microphone better, I'm sure.
Oh my. Okay.
I didn't mean it anymore. Come on, guys. You think I would do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that visual is very disturbing in my mind. Thank you, Steve, for that.
Well, you guys just all gang up on me like as if I'm the one that's all got my mind in the gutter.
I hate you guys. I'm 19.
Yeah. Well,
hey.
How old's Joe?
Yeah, I'm old. 27.
Abby, you're 18?
I'm 19.
You're 19.
That's fine. That's legal. You're good.
Wow, no one really
One texter says, death to all of you, that means she digs him.
Yeah, I agree.
Totes my goats, bro. No, I have someone else.
Oh, you have a guy in your life? Girl in your life? You have anything in your life?
Oh, my brother's better, though.
He can teach you how to parallel park.
Yeah, hey, I texted you that picture.
He's really good at parallel parking.
I do give her credit. She finally parallel parked well, and she sent me the picture.
She had somebody else do it, Steve.
It's my Joe. Yeah. It's probably Joe. Joe drove her in.
Wow, Joe, she'd really be the younger woman.
Attaboy.
That's true.
Rocking the cradle.
Now I know why Abby's annoying. She's a kid.
She's not annoying. What is annoying about Abby? She's been a great intern.
Have you had a conversation with her?
No.
Yeah, that's why. See, you don't talk to the interns. That's why they don't annoy you. You ignore them.
Yeah, she hasn't annoyed me one bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Abby is, she's a wonderful child.
Oh, I think Abby's great, and she would be a perfect woman for your son.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, be part of the family.
You could be his daughter-in-law.
We're so fun. No, we could be sisters.
No, I like the other girl, Sarah. I like the other girl that supposedly is crushing. I like her.
Between Sarah and BJ, I can never find a woman for them.
No, you're screwed.
So that's why I don't tell them about it.
Yeah,
because one of them laid them.
What? Yeah. I introduce you to all my friends. I try so hard.
I'm done with this. Can we take it's listeners on the loose?
Some people want pictures of Joe and Abby.
So
can we post that on Instagram?
All right,
get a picture of them and just. Go to KISW.
Yeah, and people can find out if you guys are destined to be together. I think that's okay.
Go on our Snapchat. We'll do it as a Snapchat exclusive.
Oh, there we go.
We should have them both.
KISW99.9. You can check it out. And then later on, we'll put it on Instagram.
Should we get the other girl, too, at some point and see if they can choose between the other girl or Abby?
Yes, and then they have to go on a date.
Who should the Prodigy be with?
Yes.
All right. Make sure you put Rev on there, too, because I always thought they should be together.
Well, we found your future daughter-in-law.
Yeah. God, no, please, not Abby. All right. No, she's wonderful. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999.
This got awkward quick.
Sure did.
Yes.
Your calls, your texts at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999.
And we got a text that says, did you guys see what happened with Vanilla Ice at the airport?
LOL. Yes, we did. And this was a wonderful way we started our day. If you haven't heard, Vanilla Ice had a meltdown. Get it?
Yes.
Yeah. He was at the airport in Atlanta on Monday. Oh, this is good because we're going to be in the Atlanta airport soon.
Maybe we'll run into an Ice Baby there.
Oh, how cool is that?
That would be awesome.
So he was pissed because, well, they boarded the plane without him, and a bystander recorded him complaining loudly to the gate agent, claiming that he hadn't been notified when the plane was boarding.
I'm sitting right here. No one has called me. No one said final call, nothing. Right there. You didn't board me. Sitting in the freaking line right here. I'm thinking all these people are in line to board. I'm behind them right here. You didn't even say anything.
You gotta watch the monitor.
Hey, I don't need any information from you, man. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I don't need anything from you. You don't work here. Shut up.
Okay.
Gotta watch the monitor, dude.
I have to say, getting cursed out by Vanilla Ice would be a pretty damn cool feather in the cap.
That's awesome. I agree with you 100%. That is a feather in the cap indeed.
That and the guy who was wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt, and this is true. Apparently, there was a guy wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt.
That's funny.
And Vanilla Ice, in some way, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you don't deserve to wear that shirt.
I love that.
Because, you know, he is the guy who can tell people whether or not they're allowed to be a Ninja Turtle fan.
That is true, because he knows Ninja and knows Ninja's know. He knows.
He did a song called Ninja Rap about the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That the hook was Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
So he knows about the ninjas.
I learned this yesterday because we came across this when we were doing the Migs cast yesterday, and we got to talking about Vanilla Ice. And it blew me away that he has a Greatest Hits album. And he does.
He does?
He has a Greatest Hits album. There's 10 songs on it. I only know two of them.
Yeah, so do I.
One being Ice Ice Baby, the other one being Ninja Rap.
And like, there's eight more on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's the song you want to put on your greatest hits. Like, I can understand if that's, like, you know, the greatest songs that you got paid a lot of money to do reluctantly hits.
But since you only know one other one, that is his other greatest hits.
That's his other hit. Like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's all he's got. And he was doing stuff for the DIY channel, sort of like recreating himself in that world.
Yep. But remember, he had drama with that because he was allegedly taking stuff from other homes.
Yeah, there was that, wasn't it? Yeah, it seems like it all Icy has got some problems.
And then he's got to deal with some guy going, just check the monitor,
check the monitor, dude. I mean, if he literally was standing there as they were boarding the plane, how do you miss getting on the plane? I mean, they're pretty loud about, all right, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this. I mean, if you were really right there at the gate, how do you miss it?
Unless you're just so absorbed in your world on the phone that you're not, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, if that's the case, that sucks, but that's your bad. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I've had that happen before where I've come close to missing a flight because I wasn't paying attention. And I was just like, because where the gate was, I couldn't sit where everyone had all the seats were taken. So I sat next to it, but I wasn't fully listening to the loudspeaker. And then I finally looked at my phone and I'm like, oh, crap, I got to get on the plane. But if I missed it, I'd be like, well, I'm the idiot that wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. See, I it's so funny that you live the life you do. I would never be in that situation where I would because I'm always like right there waiting, looking at the monitor. I am hyper involved to make sure I'm on that plane.
Yeah,
I can't.
I don't like that.
And I see other people like you; they're just chilling, and I don't. I'm like, wow. Is it just because I'm always the first one up? I'm there. I'm ready.
Well, here's my attitude with all of it. It's like no matter when I get on that plane, the plane's not leaving without all of us.
Oh, I agree with that. With Vanilla Ice, yes, they did.
You're right. But like in general, like I don't get the people that like hover right at that line and are ready to cut people off to get on the plane. It's like, what do you want to rush? I mean,
you don't get it, do you?
You know what it is I don't use the overhead compartments.
That's it.
You're right. I know. But
yeah,
it's like,
that is it.
My mentality is I'll just get on the plane when I get on the plane.
Oh, yeah. It's the overhead, baby.
And I don't use the overhead.
And the underneath, too.
Like Southwest, I get. I want to get on that plane because I want to get a prime spot.
Yeah. But, yeah, the overhead's become a thing, man. It's a battleground.
No, you're right. And that's why I make it up. I don't ever carry anything that goes in the overhead. I carry just a small bag that has my headphones and my iPad.
Yeah, and I'm that guy because I have a thing that has to go in the overhead, and I'll pull somebody's stupid bag out. I'll go, hey, whose bag is this? I'm pulling it out. Yeah.
No, you don't.
I'm like,
look. You can't do that.
It's my row.
Oh, my goodness.
It's usually some chump that puts it in my row that doesn't belong in my row. And
listen,
I'm like,
chump, take your bag out
of
here.
So I'm the guy. I'll go, hey, whose bag is this? Because they say, put your little bags underneath you.
Right.
Because the big bags have to go up top. Well, as soon as I see a little bag or somebody's little art thing they bought, you know, and I want it to stay up there so it doesn't get down. Yeah, you're taking up the whole damn space that needs to be a bag. You know what? Hold your art thing in your lap if you want to travel. It's not a goddamn post office. It's a plane.
But, I mean, what if that person had to put it in your thing because his area was all filled up?
Well, then they got to work that out. The flight attendants will help you out, man. They do help when you go, hey, my whole thing's filled up. They got a plan. They do. They go, all right, I'll see what I can do.
But I never heard a flight attendant reprimand somebody because they put their stuff in the
wrong. I have the flight attendants do my dirty work. It's awesome.
Sheesh.
Yeah, because, I mean, I did. You know, I realized that they'll do it for you because when I was yelling at some guy one time, they say, hey, we'll take care of that for you. What's going on? And then because they don't want anybody yelling.
This is why I'm so glad I don't deal with the overhead compartment.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got to get on quick because that overhead, it's real estate. It's prime real estate, Steve.
No different than when you finally land, everybody starts standing up and like
that's me too.
And you're like standing like with a crooked neck, but like okay, cool, you're standing with a crooked neck. That's not getting off the plane any quicker.
Oh, yeah, I only do it if I'm in the aisle seat. If I'm in the middle or the window, yeah, I don't stand up until it's, yeah, what's the point?
I don't get it. People are just so impatient.
Yeah, I don't. You're absolutely right. Yeah, there's no reason. But if you're on the aisle seat, I'm ready to go.
A few texters bring up a very good point. They say he was probably playing Pokemon Go. One texter says he was probably playing Go Pokey, Go Pokey, Go.
That's it.
And that person says, I do the same thing, BJ. I move other bags in my row.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Hey, listen, you know what I mean? It's a Wild West up there in the overhead compartment. Wild West, baby. All right, here's a question for you. What's a Ryan Castle and a shoe print have in common? Find out at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a shoe print have in common?
Soul, BJ. Hey.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
I got soul.
Yeah. One texter says, police look for both of them around the scene of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
They've both been found in Sarah's bedroom.
What?
And they're both rugged.
That was a stretch if it weren't true.
They're both rugged and like to be on Steve's face.
That's better. Ow.
Rude.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
You have footprints on your face?
Apparently.
Yeah, Steve's thing.
Don't you look at me.
Also a stretch, if not true.
Well, we got a guy who got busted for burglary. Why? Well, because he left a shoe print in dog poop.
Really?
Yeah, they CSI'd that bad boy.
This is why I don't clean up after my dogs.
Good call.
That's home security. I mean, who needs ADT?
Yeah, you don't need that when you got dog poop DT.
I got poop and pee.
PDT. Dang. Yeah, he was walking away, stepping some dog poop after he broke into a woman's garage, stole a few things. They stopped him a little later that night when they got suspicious after they saw him looking at car windows, and they linked him to the burglary because they found the matching dog poop on his shoe.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice. Did they dust for prints in the poop?
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan Castle, he's going to dust for prints in the poop. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I was working at one radio station. It wasn't successful on any level. And I remember walking into that office, getting fired. And it was like 8 months later, got hooked up with you. And I hate to say this, but like that was the best thing that ever happened, was getting away
from
you.
You bet it was, buddy.
Oh, never mind. You know what? That was the worst thing. I'm still waiting for the blessing in that one. It changed my mind.
About time you recognize.
Working with Rev. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the blessing
in
disguise. I got to work with the Rev. Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.